All right. Episode 17.
You don't need to do that.
It's okay. I did it anyways.
Roll the intro music.
We don't have intro music.
No.
Copyright. We don't have the right to that anymore either.
So we have some drama. I feel like we need to explain the podcast situation. We almost killed the podcast. It almost died. Out of our control, but we are resuscitating.
We are back.
And there's a long story behind that.
There is.
There's some tea.
A little. Before we get into the tea, this is the first episode back from tour. We've been gone for the last five and a half weeks. I've missed this garage recording studio and sitting across this little table with you.
I've missed sweating in this garage with you.
Instead, we were out sweating in an RV.
Really, though?
Just at the beginning of the tour. Just the beginning. And then when the generator died. We have we have stories.
We're not going to get into
so
everything.
To talk about.
We don't have time.
We don't have time. We're going out with some friends tonight.
We're going to get drunk.
Yeah, I'm worried.
So let's pregame. So this all ties into what we're going to explain anyway, because we're going to induce a lot more drinking on the podcast.
There's all kinds of stuff we're going to talk about. But okay, yes. You can feel free to dive in. I'm not gonna read a review because we can do whatever the hell we want.
So okay, I just feel like there's a lot of negativity right now on my mind around the podcast, and I feel like I need to get it off my chest.
It's nothing against you guys.
It took us so long to start filming this that the ice that I had to chill our wine is just now it's cold water in our wine glasses.
Delicious.
Anyway, so we were signed with a network, right? We signed a 52 episode contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they bailed.
Yes, they did. Surprise.
Yeah. They bailed and they have like a, you know, extensive legal team that, you know, we probably would have had a difficult time with. So
nah, we could have fought them.
But it would have been a pain in the ass. Like,
yes, it would've.
Major pain. So we got like ditched without any explanation, without any warning, without any indication at all that this could like happen or was on their mind. You know, so we then got put into a position where they had their branding on this concept that we created on our own, on this podcast that we came up with. We had, you know, we had this printed. We have our unfiltered love sign in the middle of us. We had, you know, shot glasses made that we were selling on tour and will be online at some point in the near future.
And unfiltered love means a lot to us.
Yeah. And we have, like, we worked really hard on this.
It's our little baby.
So to have another company kind of stake their claim on something we created and then leave, we were put in a really weird position because we're like, okay, well, now what? We can't keep making podcasts because then they will own it. And now they have nothing to do with it because at that point they had been editing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost that and we had spent, a lot of money on camera equipment and the podcast equipment. So we were kind of in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple of months. And like, I would send them emails like, we really want to move forward with the podcast. Can you guys please just like respond and let us know that you know, at the point of termination have no ties remaining to the podcast, which they told us and we did have in our contract.
Mm-hmm. By the way, a lot of this was happening like on tour.
On tour. But they just weren't doing it. They were super slow to respond.
If you remember the last two episodes of the podcast, episode 15 and 16, I believe, we recorded that the night we were about to leave for tour, and they just broke up with us. So, like, in that episode, we're pissed, and we talked about breakups.
And it took then until now for us to finally get them to let go of the podcast.
Correct.
And release the ownership to us fully.
Yes. So, at this point,
got it.
The podcast is ours. We have to reassemble it. There's a lot that we want to do with it. We love it. Honestly, on tour, so many people came up to us, and number one, we received a lot of like gifts that were like podcast inside jokes. Like we actually signed a baby.
Your balls.
It was like a Jewish summer camp thing we used to put on my balls.
Yeah.
Our ball. Everyone would put on their, it doesn't matter whose balls the went.
I've never experienced gold bond.
Even the girls would put it on their boobs.
Why?
Well, not the powder version, the lotion version.
Okay, anyway, so we got a lot of inside joke gifts on tour. Lots of wine.
Yeah, we did.
And some,
we really
like,
did.
Liquor. People went all out.
So where I was going with referencing the tour and that is that people were telling them that the podcast meant a lot to them. We got to meet some of the people who had actually asked Patreon questions, which was really cool. Ethan, what's up? And Liz. And there were so many people that had asked questions through our Patreon and were a part of this Unfiltered Love, Jacqueline and David community that we got to meet. And so many people were listening to the podcast. So we're going to keep the podcast going. It's going to take a second to get back to that point, and we have some ideas that we want to share with you guys and hopefully have us build this community stronger so that we can have the backbone to like put the podcast out there and crush
it. I really want to do it, but between like the touring and the vlogs that we do together and then running our own individual channels, we really don't have the time to edit these. Hence, we have, if you're watching right now, only one camera angle. We had three. We're going to get back to that, but we have to hire an editor to make it possible because we can't spread ourselves any more thin than we possibly could. Like, we already are going crazy.
True.
With the amount of work we have. So,
let's
hiring an editor. And so, yeah,
let's talk about our plan of how we can breathe some life into the podcast with this community, these people listening that are listening right now.
Yeah.
We want to use patreon.com/Jacqueline and David and we want to set up new reward tiers for listeners of the podcast that are exciting. We have these new shot glasses. We're going to do something where we can hopefully print everyone's name who is a part of
a
certain time on something that we have, everybody's name that's a part of it.
Yeah.
I think our goal, do we have a goal?
100 patrons.
100 patrons.
Yeah.
Right
we're
now,
over
I think
halfway
we're,
there.
No, copyright. I'm just kidding. I started it.
Anyway, we're over halfway there, but now that we're taking on all of the financial responsibility, we definitely need to kind of ramp up our Patreon game. You know, the questions have been fun, so we're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep answering questions, but we are going to change a few things about the podcast. I know that we already kind of have introduced this concept of having a glass of wine or some kind of drink as we give relationship and love advice as David opens the wine.
Which we have, like, I wish we took this off. It's so embarrassing, man.
I want to focus more on, like,
ceramic
challenges that are, like, drinking challenges, whether it's, like, a power hour.
Well, okay, and that's not just with us. That's with our guests.
Guests.
It's all about bringing the guests onto the podcast and having something really fun and interactive to do where we most likely make them drink and also get to know who they are. And we will do our research before they even sit down, and we'll have some pretty good questions to ask them. So I'm really excited about what the future of Unfiltered Love podcast could be. But
it's going to look a lot different.
It's going to look different. It's going to be
But it's ours now.
It is our little baby.
Yeah. We don't have to worry about anything.
No.
We do whatever the hell we want.
Exactly.
Nice.
And that'll be great. Now with that, put your wine glass right over this equipment and let's...
It's already ruined.
It's yeah, we screwed it up when we tried to film with our guests last time, a while ago, and it's still pretty messed up.
It was meant to not happen, that episode.
I'm scared to drink right now because we're going out with Blair tonight, and... I can't pour.
Oh,
much
pour more than glass. Come on, pour more than that
in
your glass.
Gosh, we're gonna get there, and she's gonna be like, "Shots!"
We're gonna bring because she just had her birthday. So
are we going to a club tonight?
Yes.
Exactly. I'm so worried.
Well, I don't really go to clubs. I've gone to maybe two or three clubs in my life, and one of those few experiences, I got like stolen from, and like, this girl stepped on me with her heel, and these two guys like pushed me down to the ground, and I had blood everywhere because this girl's heel. And yeah, they stole my phone. They stole my wallet.
Oh, you know what that makes me want to do with you tonight? Because I love doing stuff with you.
Role
play? Let's push some girl down. Yeah. Let's push some girl down and step on her and take her phone.
David.
And do all the things that someone did to you. The circle of
life. No. Okay. David makes jokes sometimes. I'm sorry. Cheers on that note.
Lithium.
On that very weird note.
Sorry. I was just trying to have you relive your... Okay. So I've gone out to a club twice. Number one, I'm an incredible dancer. You didn't know that. Number two, I'm serious. And number two, the first time I ever walked into a club, one of my favorite movies is Night at the Roxbury.
Oh.
And yeah, no, it's like one of my favorite movies of all time. And I was with like a friend, and like there was like this big line outside this club, and then like he knew a guy who knew the bouncer, and so like we walked up past this line, and they did their handshake, and we like the bouncer like let us in front of all these people, and we had to like dress nice, and like they let us in, and we walked in, and I like looked around, I was like, hot, and it was like the scene in Night at the Roxbury. We walk in the club, and I actually realized this by seeing signs that I was in the Roxbury. And this was a few years ago, before the Roxbury closed down here in L.A. And that was the Roxbury. And I had the experience of accidentally walking into the Roxbury. It was the loudest place I've ever been in my life. It was really cool. I don't remember it at all. And then the other time I went to a club was a guy who was a fan who, when I moved out to L.A. and I was 21 or whatever, he was like, hey, like, I'm a promoter at this club. You should come out, and I'll hook it up, bottle service and whatever. And so I did, and it was also the most ridiculous. Like, the girl brought over the bottle service.
I think that's happening tonight.
We're doing bottle service?
We have, like, super mega VIP. I don't know. She got us into some kind of, like, event or something.
Oh, my God.
That she's VIP for, and then vicariously got us to be the same, and it's going to be insane.
Yeah, I don't want to drink this wine because I need as pure of a
stomach. I'm going to order us some dinner in a minute. We're going to be fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
We haven't, like, gone out in a long time.
This is true. Well, we did a little bit on tour twice.
We haven't seen her in a long time.
I'm really excited. Yeah. I'm really excited.
It's going to be fun. So that's my one experience going to a club. I get freaking, like, stolen from, and, like, I'm bleeding. Oh, God. At the time, I was with someone, a friend.
Ex-roommate.
She was like kind of talking to a cop at the time.
Oh.
And I like lost my phone. Like, my phone was taken. My wallet was taken. I had no ID. I had no way to like call an Uber to get home. So she's like texting this guy like, hey, will you like pick us up? My friend kind of got like mugged and we just need a ride. So here I am sitting outside of this club crying, bleeding everywhere. My stuff is gone. And I get picked up in a cop car. This is the only time I've ever been in the back of a cop car. By the way, super uncomfortable.
Yeah, it really is.
Why were you in the back of a cop
car? No reason.
Anyway.
We'll get there someday.
You have told me about this before.
I'm just kidding. I've never actually been in the back of a cop car.
You've told me about the ambulance.
I've been in an ambulance. Yeah. And I was like, is this free? And they were like, no.
So I had that experience. So yeah, my last clubbing experience, crying, blood, no money, and left in a cop car. So let's not try to repeat that tonight. Oh, and then another time I went to a club, I had some like random like group of people that kept like, I guess they would go out and they'd find girls and like bring them back to this table and try to get them to do cocaine.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I was like, no. Yeah. And they kept, like, grabbing people and, like, aggressively trying to drag them into this corner. And I got really mad. I'm like, no. Stop touching me. So, yeah, I don't have, like, great clubbing experiences.
Anyway.
But I'm sure tonight will be great.
It'll be really fun.
Tonight will be great.
We should definitely change subjects back to talking about the tour and life. But we will end on one incredible piece of advice is to club sandwiches and not seals. Okay. There you go. And with that,
we don't have any sounds right now, but I normally would push the brumps.
Yeah.
All right. So do we have speaking of trying to ramp up our Patreon?
Correct.
Patreon.com/Jacqueline and David.
If you join our Patreon, we will love you forever. And we will also be able to bring the podcast back with some sweet rewards.
Woo! Shot glasses, postcards. Lots of cool stuff,
lots
man.
Lots of cool stuff.
Lots of cool stuff coming up. So, do we have a Patreon question?
I do happen to have a Patreon question.
From Mike?
Yes.
What's up, Mike?
Let me pull this one up here. All right. I'm going to paraphrase a little. It's a little long. This is from Mike. Hey, guys. Mike from Tampa here. Just wanted to say I loved the Imperfectly Human tour. Great show. Jacqueline, you are an incredible singer. I'm so proud of you. I've been watching you since 2013, and it's incredible to see the journey that you have gone through. Okay, and he said he's ridiculous. David, I had never heard of you before. I saw the show, and I loved your voice, and I loved your music. I've been listening to Future Sunsets on Spotify on repeat.
Oh, nice.
So, thank you so much, Mike, for listening. That's cool. And like,
what about Unfiltered Love Podcast on Spotify?
Well, I mean, clearly he's listening to the podcast as well. Right. Okay, let me continue here with Mike. Okay, my question is, Jacqueline and David, I know you guys just did the U.S. run of the tour, and I'm curious, how has the tour been on you guys romantically? I can imagine it would be very stressful, especially since it's Jacqueline's first time singing.
Mm. That part didn't stress me out as much as I thought it would. Ah. It was more just being stuck on an RV.
Okay, so
with three guys for a month and a half.
Yeah. I know, we're editing. That's pretty much his question. Thank you so much, Mike, from Tampa.
Thank you, Mike.
It was great to meet you. And it was really cool. Like, that was probably the highlight of the tour, is going, getting to actually, like, meet people speak to online. Okay, so when we just started editing one of the vlogs from the tour, and I agree, it's a little bit bro-tastic for you. There's, like, a lot more testosterone than I think you normally are used to. So, like, it's just a lot more... It's a lot of masculine energy in that RV with the two guys
toxic
we had.
Toxic masculine. I'm just kidding.
It
I'm
wasn't
just
toxic
kidding. I'm kidding.
Masculinity.
No, it wasn't. And I have no problem with that. It was just a lot of me having to clean up things and...
Us just like butting our heads together and pounding our chests and...
No, that didn't happen. That really didn't happen a lot. Honestly, I had a lot of fun.
It was really
fun. I had fun with you, the guys. Like, I didn't know them before the tour, really, but I feel like we're all friends. And it was so sad when the tour ended. Like,
yeah.
It felt like I was graduating and you're, like, leaving all your friends. And it's kind of bittersweet because you're so ready for it to be done. But then you're like, oh.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, you get, like,
because we were together for 5.5 weeks. Yeah, it was weird saying goodbye. Well, anyways, yeah. So yeah, our relationship with the guys, sure. But our relationship.
Like, I feel like it was good, mostly.
Mostly?
Mostly.
Okay, well.
Can I get higher?
I'm going to cut you off, and I'm going to just say that I love her more than I ever have. I'm so proud of you. Your voice is incredible. She's got the best ear ever, so that also really hurts her. Your voice is incredible.
I heard
every
amazing. Time I messed up.
You are my favorite singer I have ever sang with in my entire life.
I think you might be a little biased.
I'm not biased.
A little
at
biased.
All. This is completely unbiased.
Uh-huh.
I know that you are a fish out of water as far as like singing into a microphone.
Like, I really, oh man,
performing at all. Like, it was totally.
Yeah.
And you didn't have the easiest thing too, because like you had to sort of come and go on stage because you weren't playing in every song or singing on every song.
Yeah.
So that was stressful. Plus, like, sound check, like, every night was different. Every venue was different.
Mm-hmm.
And we had different things thrown our way every single night that we had to deal with. Plus, like, I felt like you and I were both sort of like parents to our two 23-year-old children on this. So, like, that was also a management thing that was stressful. But I love you and I loved it. And I'm so excited for Europe.
Well, I clearly also loved it because what did I say? Like, right as we were ending, like, right at, you know, the most amount of time we had spent on this RV, the most amount of time we had spent with all these guys and the most work we had done, we were kind of run into the ground. And after all of that, at the height of it, I was like, I want to do it again.
That's good. That's
you know?
Beautiful.
So although it was stressful and there are a lot of things that I learned that I do want to, like, use to hopefully improve the next tour we do, I do know that I want to do it.
That's great.
Yeah.
How was it for our relationship?
I think it was good.
Yeah, I think so,
mostly.
Too.
I do think there were a lot of things that stressed me out a lot. Like,
no, I know.
Yeah, it's just when you're together that long and you don't, like, you can't, like, leave. You can't, like, what am I going to do? Walk out of the bedroom and sit, like, 3 feet forward in the RV and, like, sit, like, with them. Like, there was really no escape from
There's
anything
no
ever.
There's no privacy.
There's no privacy.
You and I didn't have dates.
We didn't have, that was the biggest thing. So I think that's, like, the biggest difference between us that I kind of recognized is that you, and this is a beautiful thing, I envy this, that you have this.
Yeah, it's
but
great.
But we can work, like, we can literally be working, like, hard work, and you feel like that's quality time together.
Because we're working together.
But you feel fulfilled emotionally from that.
Because getting the work done is two birds with one stone.
No, but it's not. That doesn't work for me. I need like a day. I need to like get away from work. It's kind of like, isn't there like a thing where you're not supposed to work in your bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where you sleep. And then you kind of associate this area of working with, you know, the stress that comes with work. And then whenever it's time to go to sleep, you can't relax. Or vice versa, whenever it's time to work, you can't really motivate yourself because this is your space to relax and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel like with us working together, it's the most amazing thing ever. Like, highly recommend doing, you know, projects with your significant other. I think it's like a really cool bonding thing, but you need also to step away from that sometimes and have a date.
Yeah, we had like one.
We didn't have time.
We had a little bit in, like, New York, right?
Yeah.
We had a little bit in Toronto. No. It was still just really romantic, Toronto was.
Well, Niagara Falls we went to.
Yeah. But that wasn't, that was, really... was as a group.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just had to see us like, oh. Like,
yeah.
Will you take our picture? Because there's a rainbow right over our heads and we're in love. They're like, goddamn.
Yeah, we had a lot of really beautiful moments.
Yeah, we really did.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, now that I have the experience from this tour, I want to use that to do the next one a lot differently. Because I would love to, because I just thought going into it, even though we had scheduled like 27 shows, which is ridiculous.
28.
Really?
If you count the college show.
Oh, God, yeah, 28. So, you know, that's a lot of work. But for some reason, I guess I thought we would have more downtime.
No.
We didn't have any.
I knew what we were getting. I knew when we were routing it.
Yeah.
Well, in my eyes, from my world of touring, is if you have a day off, mm-hmm. you're burning money. You're not making money. You're paying everyone. This is true. In your eyes,
but
a YouTuber, yeah. Like, I need to make videos about popular topics going on in the world, and I need to have my, like, space and my time to digest.
Like, if I had
what Onision did this week.
If I had a day off, I would have had time to keep up with YouTube as well as doing tour.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we had it scheduled just really didn't allow for that, or live streaming.
We had no days,
you know,
off.
So that was, like, a really stressful thing on me, because I felt like, oh, my God, I'm, like, losing all the momentum I had on everything else besides this. And it was, like, so fun doing that. But I think there's a way to do both.
Days off.
Yeah. That way we can... I'll have the day off to work and have a romantic night with you.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's, like, worth it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm totally into it. It does mean we either have to play less shows or we're going to be on tour for slightly longer, which I could have done a little longer.
Even if we took an extra week and that gave us a week's worth of off time.
So you do four, you would, that would put us at like 45 days, a month and a half.
But that gives you time to breathe. And,
would you do that?
And work and
I was worried
about
you
amazing,
being...
amazing lovemaking time.
Oh yeah. Well, we can always have that on the RV. The hydraulic jacks broke.
Oh my God.
So we probably broke them. But for the first part of the tour, our bus was stable.
Can I ask you a wildly inappropriate question?
On air?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, of course. What am I going to say?
You don't know. So do you think Jacob and Dovey, the two guys that were touring with us, that were driving, do you think they could tell when we were having sex while they were driving?
No, there's no way. There's no way. Which, by the way, this is weird. I'm sorry, number one, if this
unfiltered
is like crossing
love.
Your threshold of
oh,
sexuality.
Oh, please. We've talked
openness.
About so much stuff on this podcast.
By the way... I know you do a lot of your unboxings with your toys and whatever,
hey,
but the one thing that the toys are lacking is having sex on the freeway while you're going 65 miles an hour. That's what, that takes it to the next level.
Okay.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that's something that I think everyone needs to do.
It is very weird. You know,
I liked it.
It adds a lot of...
unpredictability.
Yeah, but it's really hard to kiss.
It's dangerous.
We couldn't
kiss.
Because, like, if
no, you can,
if like there's one bump in the road where you just like dip,
you break your nose.
Your nose would smash into my nose, and I would.
But it's so worth the risk.
No, it's dangerous. Almost happened a couple times, and I'm like, all right, we gotta move. Sorry. I could see you're turning red.
No, I'm not. It's not me. It's the record button.
No, you are slightly. I'm sorry.
I get weird about. I'm not that weird about it. Anyways.
Just kidding. We're totally not sexually active.
What? Anyways, Mike from Tampa. Thank you for your lovely
Mike.
Question about how
oh,
what
God.
How tour was for us. It was awesome. I'm so excited for Europe. Europe is going to be very different. We don't have the RV. We are going to have a suitcase of our stuff. We are going to have a suitcase of merchandise. There's only two Future Sunsets towels. They're actually going to most likely be sold out. You have no chance. You missed your chance on towels.
Yeah, the towels are gone. Well, we can make more.
Maybe. But I don't want it to be the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that's a limited run.
Okay.
So anyways, towels are gone. And we're going to, anyways, a suitcase of merch, a suitcase of stuff, and a guitar. And we have no other crew. We have no other musical acts. We aren't touring with lighting and sound equipment and all the crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It is us with an acoustic guitar in intimate locations with everyone gathering around. And, like, it's going to be, musically, it's going to be really, really cool. You enjoyed the first show, which wasn't plugged in.
Right, because the acoustics of the room were really nice, but we don't know where we're going to be.
It's Europe. Everything is like a cathedral and amazing.
I don't think we're playing in cathedrals.
Well, it's just, I imagine that's how.
We should bring some lighting, though. Just like maybe some of the string lights we used were really pretty.
Maybe. Fine. I'll see what we can fit into our bag.
Oh, my God.
So we'll have very minimal lighting.
Yes.
And we will tour with just acoustic, and it'll be beautiful and awesome. But I am excited because not only will the music be cool, because she's a star and I love singing with her, but it's also going to be really fun to travel with you. And we do have more days off.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
Because we planned for ourselves to be taking the train everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be really fun.
I'm so excited. So can you, off the top of your head, remember all the places we're going?
Absolutely not.
Come on. So we're going to Germany first. We're going to Berlin. But we're doing three in Germany. We're doing Berlin, Munich, and Cologne.
Correct.
And then we're going to Prague.
We do have Prague.
And then we're doing Paris.
We are doing Paris.
Rome.
Before that, we're doing Rome. But we are going to travel through Venice.
Right.
We will ride a boat, damn it.
Paris. Okay, so Rome, Paris, Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
Manchester and London, but I feel like I'm forgetting.
Nah, you got it.
And I got
Did
them
you get
all?
Prague?
Yeah.
You got it.
Sweet.
Sweet.
So those are all the places we're going. If you have not gotten a ticket yet, go to imperfectlyhumantour.com.
And also, we happen to have the tour t-shirts listed for sale.
Oh, yeah.
Up there.
We just did that today.
The t-shirts and the pop sockets and the bracelets. There's only a few of those left. So if you're interested in getting a tour shirt, this is your chance. You can use the code. No, I'm just kidding. There's no code.
We should.
Sucka.
We'll make a code eventually. But yeah, right now we have everything up there and I'm excited.
You can use the code Steve. No, just kidding.
Is that still on your...
Yeah, it is. It's a top secret thing. If you go to Future Sunsets' merch store and you use the code Steve...
What is your website?
FutureSunsetsMusic.BigCartel.com.
And you can use my dad's name, Steve.
And you get 50% off.
Why do you have that? That's
a
ridiculous
discount.
You lose money on that, David.
Yeah, but it's your dad. So I'm trying to have him...
It's his name as a code. It's not like for him.
Well... Yeah, I know.
Oh, speaking of my dad.
Oh, you want to talk about the last show on the tour?
Oh,
dang. All
so,
right.
So we were talking about how the tour was for our relationship. I think this was a highlight. This, like, made me feel so excited and confident and, like, just stoked on the future because it felt like family all hanging out together.
It got a little stressful before it. We were a little worried.
We were overthinking.
Correct.
Because it's important to us, and I think that we were just letting ourselves be like, what if all these crazy scenarios happen?
Okay, we have to give a little more context. Our parents both flew out, my parents and her dad,
mm-hmm.
flew to the last show of the tour, the Los Angeles show.
Mm-hmm. And they stayed a couple extra days, so they all got to hang out at the show, and then the next day...
Let's go through the show. We picked up my parents... In the RV.
Well, my dad flew into LAX in the morning.
Correct.
And I picked him up. And then he got in the RV with us and picked up your parents.
Yeah, so we picked up my parents. We actually have on camera the meeting, by the way.
Yeah.
I put the GoPro out for that.
Uh-huh.
So they met, and, you know, I tried to crack beers for everybody in the RV, and we did a stressful drive up through the hills while everybody sort of, like, small-talking a little bit and, like, trying to get to know each other, and, like, it was cute.
Yeah.
And... As the night goes on, you know, more alcohol is consumed and everybody's loosening up a little bit. And we're, like, figuring out all the logistics of the show, which are always confusing and difficult every night. So we're figuring out that. And the parents are just starting to, like, loosen up.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it got a little, like, one moment where I was a little worried was I know your dad's definitely not the biggest marijuana fan.
Oh, God.
And my mom is the biggest marijuana fan. And I remember, like, we walked in, like, we were in the RV, and they were setting up the house, and we, like, walked into the show, and we were still in setup mode, but the house owner was in there, and he was smoking a blunt with my mom. And it was my mom and my dad.
Well, I was in the RV doing something, and then I walked in, and it was just, like, a cloud. I'm like, oh, my God. And my eyes got real big, and I looked at you, and your eyes got big, and we're like,
and they were talking about, like, the, you know, legality with marijuana, and the guy whose house it was, you know, made money in the marijuana industry.
Yeah.
So it was a very intellectual conversation.
Yeah.
But they were still smoking a blunt, and it was, like, with your dad there. And, like,
the guy asked me, he was like, do you want some? And I was like, I'm good. I mean, honestly, like, I had to sing that night, so there's no way in hell I would want to do that anyway.
Well, a lot of singers do. I
just, like, you know that, like, rush of adrenaline you get when you feel like you're about to fall or about to, like, someone's about to hit you and you're driving your car. Mm-hmm. You have that moment of, like, oh shit, when that happened. I was like, no thanks, I'm good.
Yeah.
My dad was, like, staring at me like, oh. Anyway, it was fine. Everything worked out.
That was fine. The night got more ridiculous. We had the show. We had the RV party. I think at one point in time, there was a laughing fit with my mom and your
dad
at the front. They were sat in, like, the RV party. We packed, like, 35 people into the RV.
It was huge. Because our friends came out to support that night, too. So the LA show was
big.
Fun.
So, and then we had, at the front, they were in the driver's seat and the passenger seat, sort of isolated, hanging out, my mom and your dad. And they were just, they had a laughing fit.
Yeah.
So that was, like, the whole RV was, like, looking at them laughing and giggling.
They were both,
so,
like, hysterical. It was cute.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. And then the next day, we all hung out. We took them to the Getty Museum.
We went to the Getty.
And then we made them dinner here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They didn't pay for anything, which was us, like, treating our parents in, like, a way that was, like,
well, it was, like, our house. We had everything nice and clean, and we made dinner, and we, like, wanted to host.
We hosted, and it was
like,
cool.
It was a lot of fun.
It was cool. You know, my parents have, like, they were my, like, parents. I didn't pay I didn't pay for my dinner growing up, so it was like, hey, here's your dinner. And it was nice. It was nice to...
Yeah, eat your veggies.
Yeah, exactly.
Dad.
Yeah, it was really nice to be host for them.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I can see, like, doing more of that in the future, and I'm excited about it.
I think they are friends now. I know they exchanged information.
Keep drinking more wine, dear.
No. I need to sober up before we... Oh, yeah. Cats.
What a love.
I love that song so much. We should cover that.
Don't hurt me.
I love that
song. Don't hurt me. No. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Copyright. But no, that's I think one of my favorite memories from the tour.
By the way, I do want to let you know that the order of food that you just did a second ago didn't work.
Oh, no. Why?
I just want to let you know. I know that we're live on the air. But
how frustrating.
I just wanted to tell you.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Life.
Anyways, tour was amazing. We have so many stories that we're going to be telling you guys.
Yes.
We honestly could go through a list of every city and we could talk about it. And I'm sure we have crazy stories. Crazy stories from Pittsburgh. We do have crazy stories from Pittsburgh. We have crazy stories from every city. And it's been so great to meet you guys. And we still are going to meet a bunch more of you.
Mm-hmm. So stoked. But yeah, I am sad that the podcast was put on hold for so long.
We're going to make it better.
And now that we're, like, kind of in a weird position, we have to probably put it on hold a little bit longer. But our goal is 100 patrons, and we're going to do a live stream, an Unfiltered Love Live, before we leave for Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get back, we'll schedule a few more to keep promoting what we have in mind and what our goals are for the future. And hopefully that can be the boost that we need to be self-sufficient fully and hire an editor and get, you know, the equipment that we need because this is kind of broken and, you know, figure our life out.
Sorry about spilling margaritas into the recorder.
That's fine. We'll fix it. But, yeah, I'm excited and I think we can do it. I think that hopefully our podcast has reached enough people and meant enough to enough people that they want to see it continue. I mean, we got so many people telling us that they loved it on tour that hopefully...
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm right.
We had some RV. We had a lot. In the RV parties, I would open it up for questions that you don't usually get to ask your, you know, us. And it got really, really personal in some of them. We had some really, like, unfiltered love. Like, what was the...
The one girl, she was super young, and she dated somebody who was kind of sketchy. and she wanted to get back together. And we were like, no.
We had a whole, and the whole RV was like shooting out wisdom. We had some fertility conversations with the group. A really funny moment was we had a fan who was really cool. She makes her own, it's not really relevant to me, she makes her own feminine products.
Well, okay, that wasn't the funny part. The funny part was we had one of our guys, Jacob.
I was prefacing it. Well,
yeah. We had him on there, and he had no clue what half the things were that she was saying. And then we decided to explain one product in particular.
And it was sex ed to somebody who was 23 but had never heard, and it was really funny.
Well, wait, what was it?
It was the cup. Which, by the way, honestly, I think a lot of men probably don't even know about the cup, I would assume.
Yeah.
I
have never tried it, so I feel like I can't comment.
I've never been around a cup. I think I've maybe seen one.
I have one.
Maybe that's what I've seen.
So
is it purple?
No.
Oh, okay. Is it blue?
No, it's clear.
Oh, weird.
I have one, and it's in, like, I've never used it. It's in the, I still have the box. I got it at some kind of event that I went to in LA. I don't know. They were giving out like bags of things, and that was in there, and I'm like, all right. So I have one. We should wrap it up and give it to Jacob, because he was so horrified.
No, even better, we should, like, pour him a drink.
No!
Yeah!
No!
Yeah!
No!
And, like, here's your shot glass. And then after, we tell him what it is.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Let's have him as a guest on the podcast and do that.
Okay, if you're watching the podcast and we have Jacob on the podcast, which, by the way, you'll know because he's like he grew up Orthodox Jewish. I paint Jews as these magical, mystical beings that are everything is good and great, and we have gay clergy, and you just are hooking up in the cloak room of the synagogue. That was how I grew up, but, Jacob grew up in Orthodox Judaism, which is very different. It is very judgmental. It's very, like, closed off and a little closed-minded. And anyways, we'll get to have him on the podcast and have him a special cup.
Let's do shots, Jacob.
Yes.
You want to take a shot, Jacob? You want to take a shot right now? Hey, remember that girl on tour?
Oh, he's going to hate us.
Do you think he'll get mad?
Do we think the internet will get mad? Is this something that...
I don't care about the internet.
You don't think this will, like, piss people off?
No, it's hilarious.
There's people offended listening right now.
Leave us a comment. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment. Is this something that's, like... I think it's hilarious. You know? It's never been used. It's not, like, unsanitary.
I know, but it's really funny.
It's fucking hilarious. I think we should... Well, okay.
Should we all get three cups so it's not weird? So he doesn't expect it?
No, I think that he's the guest. He gets the honorary first shot of the night.
And we use our special unfiltered love glass that all of our guests use.
Special.
Special.
Wow, this got a little sidetracked.
It got real weird. Well, it's not weird unless it's red wine. Okay.
Damn.
No, sorry. I take it. It's like, okay, now everyone's offended.
So super triggered right now.
Sorry.
All right. I think it's a hilarious idea. We'll think about it. Hopefully no one tells him about it between now and then. Don't ruin this, guys.
Don't tell Jacob, you guys.
All right.
But tell him, if you do anything, you could send him a DM and say, make sure you go on the podcast. That's all you can do. Okay. So I think we're going to end today's episode early. We're going to cut it off sort of soon because we have to prep for going out with Blair
tonight. We have to make dinner now.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine. I can do my really good ravioli.
Oh, that's nice.
Although, how am I going to pull off some form of meat at the same time?
I don't know. I have tofu in the
fridge. We have the tofu from the...
That's good protein. Don't knock it. I love tofu.
I won't knock the tofu.
Okay.
I like tofu.
All right.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Hopefully, we explained, you know, what's going on with the podcast well enough. We'll do some live streams, and hopefully we'll get this thing up and running again very soon.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much to everybody who came out to the tour. If you are listening to this and watching this overseas, we will see you very soon.
Yes.
You can go and pick up the Imperfectly Human Tour t-shirt, pop socket, or bracelet. I think we have a few disposable cameras. And
Yeah. And that's it right now.
We'll
put stuff up later. But for now, that's what we got. Yeah. I'm excited. So hopefully we'll see you guys again on here soon. But until then, thanks for watching. Make sure to like and subscribe and follow and all the things online and leave a rating and review on the podcast app. And we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye. Goodbye.